Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, the 15th chapter. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. This week is an in-between time. What were those 9 days between like for the disciples after Jesus had ascended, but before the Spirit had been poured out publicly on the church? Well, they were left to themselves. And we know what happens when we are left to ourselves, how quickly we shift course or fall into despair. And dear saints, it is times like these that the Psalter, the book of Psalms, is our best place to turn. There we find words to pray, words from God to speak back to him his own answer to our sins and our sorrows. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. And so the Father sent Christ Jesus as an answer to this prayer. So also he sent the other Comforter, the Holy Spirit. This week between Ascension and Pentecost teaches us what it means to be a disciple of Jesus and to have his Spirit. Our time is also an in-between time between our Lord's first coming and his second. The mission of the church for which we labor should not confuse or mislead us as if we ourselves or this earth were our goal. No, Christ Jesus is our goal. The Spirit testifies constantly to him. If our bridegroom is away, then trimming our lamps in anticipation of his return ought to remain priority number one. That makes us peculiar people indeed in this world, because we do not live or settle for the interim. What insight then do we gain from praying this beloved and holy psalm? The insight that though love abounds always among us, the fearlessness that we gain from the gospel is not to be turned toward some other purpose, as if it were the lower thing. The forgiveness of sins and the resurrection of Christ and the promise of eternal life do not set us at ease so that we may divert our attention either to the trends or to the doldrums of this life. Rather, they set us at ease so that we may be anxious, eager, and energized all the more for Christ and his return. The posture of a Christian is to seek, to wait, to desire. These words must be included in our understanding of faith, which alone justifies. Faith doesn't tuck Jesus on a shelf in security, like a firebox under the sink that sets us at ease in our minds with just an occasional thought. No, faith learns through the disappointments and successes and failures and boredoms and bitter pains of life that one thing alone matters, and it is to dwell in the Lord's tabernacle. And that means to be part of the church, certainly. But it also means to be found in his eternal tent. We seek the beatific vision, beholding the beauty of the Lord and His goodness without any of the veils or distractions or bitter sweetness of this life, rather in the land of no death, the land of only living. And thus, faith produces much love here, it's true. But faith never loses sight of the hope that lies beyond these short days in between. Having tasted the Lord's promises, we'll be damned if we don't see their fruition. Well, excuse me. That's what the psalmist doesn't quite bring himself to say near the end. Instead, he cuts himself off with the blessed comment that echoes what Jesus said to the disciples 9 days before Pentecost. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And this is not lazy, unfocused waiting, but anxious, earnest waiting that cries out, hide not your face from me. Do not give me up to the will of my enemies. I am seeking your face, Lord. You cannot sing a scale and stop on T. You must finish it all the way to Do. You cannot count to 9 and not go on to a perfect 10. And this is the significance of the 9 days of in-between time. For the disciples, they had their novena. And this interim age is our novena, the church's novena. So do not despair. And do not be done until you have counted the full 10 and sang the full scale. Do not be done until you see the desire of faith, the light and salvation face to face. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Edward and Monica Nauman, who served the Lord in Sri Lanka. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.